Unit 1. A. Fuel only corn. One of the biggest problems the U.S. faces today is securing a steady supply of energy. The U.S. now depends on other countries for half of its energy requirements. Nuclear power might be the first choice to consider as a solution, but nuclear energy is fraught with controversy. So, what other options are there?Some researchers have been turning their attention to fuel-only corn oil. It is now possible to produce a genetically modified GM corn that can be used to produce fuel for various energy needs. Promoters maintain that this type of corn is a perfect energy resource that burns without smoke, odor, or ash, and as a result causes no air pollution.In my opinion, however, fuel-only GM corn is not the solution and should not be promoted. I have several reasons for believing this, but they can be narrowed down to two. The first is that fuel-only corn can potentially worsen the global food crisis. Because of recent unstable weather, harvests have declined worldwide, and a great number of people around the globe are suffering from hunger and famine.The U.S. is one of the world's primary food exporting countries, and many developing countries have long relied on America's vast, rich croplands for food. The trend that sees American farmers transferring their cropland into land for growing GM corn for fuel only is a disaster for the huge number of starving people in developing countries. It is estimated that most of the corn grown in the U.S. is so-called commercial corn, which is used for soft drinks, cattle feed, and fuel for automobiles. Some researchers say that only about 1% of U.S.-produced corn is used for food to be consumed directly by humans. If this trend continues, less and less food will be produced, which will lead to rapidly rising food prices.As a result, more people will suffer from starvation, creating a critical international humanitarian issue. The second reason why I believe GM corn should not be produced for fuel only is that the growing process may cause cross-contamination in the environment. GM corn contains an added gene for an enzyme called amylase that speeds the breakdown of starches into ethanol.Many ecologically concerned people contend that GM corn may affect existing food for consumption corn crops by cross-pollinating with them. If pollen from GM corn moves into fields where natural corn plants are growing and cross-pollination occurs, the natural corn will gain an extra gene, which will then spread to other corn plants. This could pose a serious danger to anyone who eats the corn.Environmental pollution is a serious problem, one that we need to tackle by seeking and developing clean energy sources. Fuel-only corn offers one possibility, but if it endangers humans and puts lives at risk by reducing worldwide food supplies, we should by all means reconsider it.